Throughout most of her 13 years serving in the legislature, Democratic Representative Patty Lundstrom of Gallup has sponsored highway-related bills. This year, HB 410 is aimed at taking one quarter of the 4% excise tax paid on every car purchase and putting it into a highway project fund. Over time, the State Transportation Commission would issue bonds and repay them from the fund. Representative Lundstrom says the initial $50 million from excise taxes would be used to complete languishing road projects in all parts of the state.
We see that we don't have enough maintenance money in the north, as an example, and that's the money that pays for snow removal. Well, that's a big deal up here, but maybe down in the Las Cruces area or Deming area, they don't need as much, but they need other things. So we're leaving it up to each one of the district engineers to identify those key projects because it's what they need in their area, and it would be statewide.
Lundstrom adds that each project would mean jobs that could ease the state's depressed jobs market, especially in construction. Also released this week is a report from a Washington, D.C.-based nonprofit transportation research group called TRIP. It found that more than 21% of the state's major roads need improvement, and that 16% of bridges in New Mexico need repair or replacement. Report author Carolyn Kelly says driving on rough roads collectively costs drivers millions each year in maintenance, especially in urban areas.
In the Albuquerque area, 44% of major roads are in either poor or mediocre condition, costing the average driver there an additional $392 each year. And in Santa Fe, where 33% of the roads are in need of repair, the average driver's costs total an additional $310 each year.
Representative Roberto Bobby Gonzalez, chairman of the House Transportation and Public Works Committee, also wants to fund road improvements. He says he will add an amendment to the capital outlay bill once it is introduced that would add $12 million from the general fund for road equipment for the Department of Transportation's six state districts. Calls to Governor Martinez were not immediately returned. For KUNM, I'm Deborah Martinez.